Pick up your mic.
Pick up your mic.
Pick up your mic. That's what you say.
Oh, right. Where's my cue? Cue cards. Where the fuck the cue cards?
Can you just play some music and we'll do this all again or what?
Okay.
How long have we been doing this? We've been doing this like 4 years.
Yeah.
You think we can figure out a fucking
No,
cue?
We have no clue.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, what's the difference between Scientology and Microsoft?
Well, one is an evil cult bent on taking over the world, and the other one was founded by L. Ron Hubbard.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Sumerian@info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Waka, 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 waka! Yes, it's time for the Sean... What, are we on? Am I on? Oh, fuck, this is some fucked up. Okay, this is the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 33. All the news you never wanted to hear is coming at you loud and proud. That pre-intro, funny, which we so horribly bitched, was brought to you by Joe Death Moore.
So hilarious.
It was good. I like that one. He sent that one in an email. I like jokes.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Send more internet-related jokes. Don't send me shitty jokes or I'll kill you. You are free to distribute this show in all of its glory in any way you see fit. You can rebroadcast it. You can tape it. You can put it on audio cassettes. You can record it on AOL CDs and put it in other people's mailboxes.
You have a re-recorder?
A re-recorder?
A CDR re-recorder?
Yeah, well,
I'd love one that could re-record on AOL CD.
Well, I have a CDRW, a CDR recorder weak order. It's a very weak order. Okay, in the IRC tonight, we have Smokehouse with Ops, What a Surprise, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Binky Boy, Borden, Bunny, Cabot, Case, Cerulean, Chemical X-Girl, Chronic, Clockwork Cyborg, Copper Top, Covan, Coyote 23, Delamorta, Down Halo, Inosian, Fracture, Griffin, Id Fungus, Justin, Ion Z, Jodath Moore, Leshek, Leaping Haxor, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mary Bell Virgin, Mind Pirate, Neuralize, Paladin, Fire! You're fired. Port Surfer, Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, great name, Rat Fucker, Sanic Slave to Grin, whatever that is, Sapphire, Sir Dork, Scavenger, Sparky, Spider, Tantrix, Doubt 8 Cheese, Test Subject, The Bug, Templar Knight, Turmoil, WS Ninja, Zanded, Zertroy, Pyro, Cheesy, Kadath, No Deal, and Nixter. Looks like the whole crowd showed up tonight. Not bad.
You betcha.
59 for the show open, that's fine. And if you wanted to get into the RC and join in all with the frivolity, how would they do that, Sim?
They would go to the page and click chat. That's the easy way. The hard way is download an IRC client and install
it. Download MIRC, because that's best one.
Sean's pimping it again. And go to the other side.
Does that cost money?
To pimp?
Is MIRC free?
It's free, but they want money.
Do they want money?
Yeah, I think it's like $15 or $30.
But it's donation, though.
Not sure.
Well, whatever.
It's something.
Crack it.
Well, you don't need to crack. It doesn't bother you or anything. It's just send me money if you like it, which is kind of
cool. Yeah, we should probably send them money.
I'm using it for decades. Maybe eventually I'll send them some money.
Yeah, right. Anyway, if you wanted to send us some money, you can get us at info@rantradio.com.
That's right. Large bills only, please.
Yeah, large bills, $100 bills, stuff them in envelopes, give them to us, and
that's
we will
right.
guarantee that we will save you when we take over the earth.
that's right. We'll freeze you.
Info@rantradio.com does not get that. That's where every email goes. If you're going to send me an email, you send it to theman@rantradio.com, but you carbon copy that email to info@rantradio.com.
Right, send it to everyone you know.
Yeah.
Carbon copy everyone.
That way, Sim gets all the email, too. So if you send me a really cool link or shit like that, if I look up and I see...
Sean's good for links.
But, yeah, if you got a link for a story or something cool like that,
definitely send it to Sean.
Send it to me, but if you've got, like, stuff about... exposure or you. I work for CNN and we want to do a story. You want to talk to Sim?
Just send it to both.
You want to talk to Sim for that? Because like, you know, if you know CNN phoned me up, I'd be like, or more than likely, I'd just be like, fuck you, this is CNN. No, really, this is CNN. Go suck my cock. This is not CNN. You sound nothing like Darth Vader. This can't be CNN.
So, and then by that time, they probably gave up.
And they're like, whatever, Sean, you suck. So, in the studio tonight, once again, we have Destro.
Hello, hello, hello.
Destro.
Meh.
Meh. He looks a lot better without the chrome head.
Yeah, I took it off. Sometimes it chafes a little.
G.I. Joe. There you go.
Very good.
Where you got it from?
That is exactly where I got it from. Childhood hero.
What was Destro like? What was he in the big G.I. Joe universe? Like
the hierarchy in the G.I. Joe hierarchy?
He was Cobra Commander, and then he lost his command to Serpentor. Right. But who was Destro?
He was the commander of the Cobra Crimson Guard.
Oh.
It's true.
The Crimson Guard. Is that like the Vatican? Doesn't the Vatican have those guys in the red robes? You know, is that
they're called cardinals, though, but we recruit them and put them in the Crimson Guard because we find cardinals make great soldiers once whipped.
No, isn't a cardinal a rank in the church? Hear me out. Because, you see, in the Roman Catholic Church, in the Vatican, the Pope has his own personal guard, and the own personal guard of the Pope are these fucking Genevan.
Like soldiers guards?
The Swiss guard in the Vatican.
Yeah. They must be hard.
Like. Yeah. Oh, they're psychos. Yeah. They're complete psychos. But the thing is that the red robes of the Crimson Guard that were protecting the Emperor in Empire Strikes Back, like you'll see there's these two guys in red.
That's right.
Those robes and everything were inspired by the Swiss guard of the Vatican.
Ah.
So.
Well, they are very cool design.
You know, that's got to be a really boring job, though, guarding some man who can hardly support his own head.
You're mostly holding him up,
terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Add back. Get the door.
Waking him up to keep the...
Transport him in a small box, which I believe is actually a hyperbaric chamber.
What did he say? He said he likes some applesauce. Hello, madame. For the God. You know, I'm a Jesus Christ. How long can you take that shit for? You know, really. I mean, Pope John Paul is kind of cool, though. Out of all the popes, he's one of the cooler ones. Because he used to, like, poison Nazis and shit and kill people and stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
He was a hard ass when he was a kid. He was, like, all fucking killing Nazis and
stuff.
Which kind of makes up for the fact that the church, Roman Catholic Church, rolled over and took in the ass from the Nazis all throughout the Second World War.
That was in the ass without KY. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of said, oh, yeah, Hitler, you can fuck us. That's because Mussolini took over and was running Italy, right?
Yeah.
He fucking had the whole Nazi thing. So Roman Catholic Church was like, well, you're killing Jews. We don't like Jews. Fuck the Jews.
Perfect.
You like your mustache. You know, so seriously, they just... Seriously, like all the Nazi war criminals, how they get out of Germany? On Vatican passports. Thank you so much. Nice. Thank you, because, hey, everybody knows the Jews are Christ killers, right? Everyone knows that.
That's right.
So that's why the Roman Catholic Church loves Nazis, and they hate Jews. But everyone forgets that. Everyone's like, well.
That happened a long time ago.
What do you mean? You guys were siding with the Nazis. No, they were forced to. No, they weren't. The Vatican's still standing. If you stood for anything, you would let all that pageantry shit get burned down.
They got a bit of power. They didn't have to put up with that.
Oh, the Vatican?
Yeah.
Well, they would have bombed the fuck. No. They're not going to, like, the Vatican's hard-ass, but they're not going to stand up against the SS in their heyday.
Yeah.
Like, the SS would have fucking rolled on the Vatican. They're like, you know, we must think of the greater cause. What of all the relics we have? Fuck you. Fuck your relics. Fuck all that pageantry shit. You guys.
But wouldn't they have God on their side, and then they could just, like...
Oh, God doesn't know anything about the Roman Catholics. What, are you kidding?
He's got a point there.
So... I don't got much in the way of feedback, but boy, do I ever have a lot of news tonight. So we'll just go through the feedback, and then we'll play the halftime music.
That all works.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where it's located, goddammit. I got a great supernatural lead from Griffin. Now, last show, I asked for, I would like locations. Give me locations of cool things in North America.
That's right.
Give me locations.
School is cool.
Sorry.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm okay. Okay. I just
got that out of your system.
Yeah.
School is cool.
I really like going to school. That's from the Jerkophosaurus from South Park. I really like it here. School is cool. Anyway, sorry.
That was crazy episode.
That was a fucked up episode. I didn't understand. I'm going to go to France. Anyway. Anyway, I asked for a whole bunch of links for cool locations. And people were like, here's a cool location. Of course, Sean, not setting his search parameters properly. I need cool locations in North America.
Yeah,
they were sending me shit from like Russia and shit like that. Like, dudes, very cool, but I need a couple things. One, I need to know cool festivals and shit that are happening in North America.
or cool places in North America.
Somewhere where Sean can drive.
I can drive to without an aquatic
vehicle.
Sean
doesn't have wings or gills.
Or a hovercraft.
Well, if you know how to give Sean gills, just let us know.
Yeah,
that's right.
We'll check that shit out.
He's all up for that.
Of course, I watched Dagon last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you do a search for Dagon, it just came out. It's an H.P. Lovecraft story for all those H.P. Lovecraft Call of Cthulhu guys out there.
I was searching for it, and I forgot.
Dagon kicks ass. What an awesome H.P. Lovecraft movie. It was, like, so H.P. Lovecraft. Holy crap. Like, it couldn't be any more H.P. Lovecraft. Like, just totally...
It's, like, brand new. Okay.
Oh, it's brand new. It's awesome. Okay. Rented it last night. Super cool. Loved it. Very good. Very, very good. So, if you want to rent a really good, H.P. Lovecrafty kind of campy good movie, rent that one.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Reasons why you want to carry a kukri 24/7. So that,
or you will after watching that.
I'm like watching this and I'm like 10 minutes in the movie. I'm like, gun store! You know, fucking. No, wait, you went to policia? No, I want the police. Where's the police? You want the policia? No, fuck you. Where's the gun store? I know you got a gun
Not
store.
Any,
No, there are no police in town. Where's the gun store? No gun store in town. Where's the
gun
store? Where's the fishing knives? Where's the meat cleaver? Where's the butcher shop? Where's the fucking sporting goods section? So, pretty much good movie. Go check that shit out. But anyway, as everyone knows, I'm very much into investigating supernatural shit. I came across, well, not necessarily supernatural shit, but like weird, mysterious, unknown stuff.
Yeah.
For example.
Things you can't explain.
Stuff like that's cool, but I got a really cool.
Somebody's explained it. What's the thrill?
My father-in-law is loaning me a book, which I think is very cool, which I want to go check out. This is how Rant Radio is going to get money.
Oh.
You see, there's
money?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a book called The Gold of Exodus. And this is an interesting book, you see, because what it is it's, back in the day.
You told me about
back in the day, see, there was this dude, and this dude was named Moses. And he climbed up on this mountainside and, you know, ate some shrooms, talked to some big guy, came back down with these rocks. And
did he stare at a bush, too?
I think so.
Burning
and
bush, yeah.
And on the rocks was some writing, and he was like, 15 commandments, smash, 10 fucking commandments. So, anyway, he got back down, and everyone, because he went up on the mountain, and when no one was, they're like, shit, he's gone, quick, make some gold idols. So, they all made these gold idols and shit. He comes back down talking about God and stuff. Anyway, regardless, he smashes the 10 commandments and the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark, all that stuff. The Lost Ark was made, but where'd they get the gold for that? See, in order to get the gold to make the Ark from the Ark of the Covenant or whatever, I might be paraphrasing a little bit here, but okay. Bottom line, he asked for gold. And a bunch of gold showed up because everyone's like, hey, God wants gold. So at that time, everybody showed up with gold. Don't read the RC, you'll just get angry.
Should I take? I'm taking it away.
Take the RC away. It'll just make you angry. I stopped. Yeah. I gave up.
It was getting a little dirty there, and I had to lean forward because my eyes aren't what they used to be. The cathode ray tube seems to have burned permanent images of software into them. So
that's right, yeah. I'm like, I just can't click on the image. Just crimson on. Oh, fuck.
it's all black.
But anyway, no, seriously. So Moses, right, asked for gold. Everybody says, God wants gold. I'm going to get to heaven. So they all showed up with piles and shopping carts full of gold. Mom back. Thud. All this gold. Now, the thing is, the Ark of the Covenant is only like, 3 feet by 4 feet by...
Not a big thing.
2 cubits by 3 cubits by 1 cubit or whatever.
Nothing like those big gold cows. Right?
You know, what the hell is a cubit anyway?
The king's length of the king's arm from his elbow to his knuckle.
No. You
well,
don't know
the king
shit.
Wasn't a midget then. You got a hell of a
That's how they
cubits.
Measured things back then.
No, it wasn't.
The foot was like a foot.
It had to do with cubert. Remember, cubert
right.
was the size of one of his
whoop,
feet. That's
whoop,
a cubit.
Whoop.
So anyway, way this works is they had all this extra gold. Well, they don't want to give the gold back because... Like, no, God wants my gold, right? So they couldn't give the gold back. So what they do, in typical human fashion, they buried it. They buried all this extra
That's
gold.
That's right.
Now,
if I can't have it, no one can.
Well, no, it's just like no one wanted to take it back, and it's God's gold. I'm not taking God's gold. What are you, fucking
right.
high?
Yeah.
So they buried it in the desert. Now, the location... Now, all this is like, well, that's great, Sean, but we know where Moses got this up. Now, the mountain that Moses crawled up on is wrong. Is what
okay.
this guy's saying, because the person who originally sighted that mountain didn't give a fuck. They're like, yeah, that's the mountain. I'm going home. So... He didn't give a shit, and this guy had this big thing, and he knows where the actual burial site of all this fucking gold is.
It's not on this continent.
No, it's in Israel.
Yeah.
But he knows where it is, and he's even been there and shit, and he wrote a book about it and gives the GPS grid and stuff. Only thing is it's in this major war-torn section where everyone's shooting everybody, so it's not...
Hard to dig.
Yeah, kind of hard to dig. You're like, I found some gold! Oh, wait, it's a mine. Wham! You know, shit! What happened to Murray? Murray threw himself 40 feet in the air and spread out. So that's kind of not really on.
Murray's fertilizer now.
Yeah, Murray got gooed. So I like stories like that. I like supernatural shit, like the Temple of Isis in the Grand Canyon. That's dope. I want to go check that out.
Yeah,
the Temple of Isis, the weird Egyptian pyramid they found. So I know that somebody listening tonight has got like, oh, yeah, I went to this site and had some cool shit on it. It was all
somebody
supernatural
knows
based.
Something.
Send me that. Send me those links. I want those links. They're very, very cool. I got a great link from Griffin.
Not hacker parties. like some people suggested.
Hacker parties?
Yeah, it's like, Sean, you want cool events to go to?
Yeah, if it was a big hacker party, I might go like H2K, but...
Far away.
But that's okay. As long as it's on this continent, if you don't have a good hacker party, sure, the worst I can do is say no. yeah, I've got a really cool site here. Check this one out. This is dope.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is from Russia, which is cool because it was in the Pravda newspaper. I got this from... you don't even have it open.
Oh, no.
You don't have it
They're
open.
They're 20 seconds behind us. They'll get it when you say it.
Somehow that doesn't make sense to me because
okay.
I guess wait, that doesn't work.
There's
we're talking
20 seconds in the future,
delay.
Sean. They're hearing us before we say it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Wait, that doesn't seem to make sense.
There we go.
All right, go check this out. Check this out, Mr. Atheist, Mr. Cynic. How do you explain this?
Well, we should check it out too, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
It's from who? Griffin? Is
Griffin.
This the one?
Yeah, this is from Griffin. Yeah, that's the one.
Pravda. Oh, this one. Yeah, I did read this one.
Oh. All right. Well, how do you explain
it was
that?
Coincidence.
Coincidence?
It just happened to form that way. I don't know. Somebody's a good, really good map maker. Back
anyway.
Then. I mean, it's a lot of things we can't make that we found. Like that little skull thing, like that crystal skull.
The skull of doom?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
The skull of doom? The crystal skull of doom, which was in Ontario just until a short little while ago.
Oh,
but
cool.
It recently
it's
got...
on display?
No, actually. Well, this woman had it in her living room. And if I'd have learned that before she gave it to the British London Museum, I would have broken to her house and taken it. Because that would have been fucking dope.
You don't need this.
Hi, I'm taking your skull of doom. No, you can't.
Why?
It will heal you. It will heal me? How do things heal you? No, kill you. I slurred the H. So, you know, that's kind
of... So this is like a map of some land.
That's cool.
Ancient time ago.
That's cool shit. I want to go
like
there and make
5,000
years ago. I want to make like a ceramic casting of that and then make coffee tables and sell them. Put them on eBay.
That's eBay.
Ancient template of the world on eBay.
Put that 40-foot rock on eBay.
Opening bit. It's not 40 feet.
Pretty big.
It's not 40 feet. Look at it.
Okay, it's 8 feet.
It's not 40. 6 feet. Yeah.
It's
okay.
2 feet.
It fits
in my hand.
It fits in my hand.
It disappeared.
Nobody move. I dropped the map of the creator.
15 by 12 cubits.
Is that what it is? By 12 cubits.
Is that how it's measured?
Cubit.
It's ancient. It has to be.
Cubit's a funny word. I think I'm going to digitally baptize someone with cubit. That's a good name.
That is good.
That is a good name.
I've never seen that before.
Do it.
Do it.
So that's it for me. What do you got?
Well,
I've got one whole bit of feedback, and I tried to buffer that with
a story. You can't do feedback if they don't send it to you. What
that's
do you
right.
do? Right?
So what does this mean? It means send me fucking feedback.
Yeah, and then we'll say it.
Send me supernatural shit. Send me whatever.
Well, we got some pictures when Smokehouse was out here.
Oh, these are good.
Yeah, these are always good. So
this is
Sean and
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse in all their glory.
Yay.
Oh, and what glory it is.
And what glory it is.
That's
SKTFM and Smokehouse PR photo.
PR photo.
It's a PR photo.
Yes, from inside my house, no less.
And this is the reality photo of what actually happened during the meeting.
Yes. And for the first time, there's a picture of Smokehouse trying to
seduce
my dog.
Now that's just wrong.
Look at me, bitch. Don't look at me, bitch.
Don't you look at me. You can't look at me.
And drinking the Kool-Aid at SKTFM's.
That is right.
Don't ever drink the Kool-Aid at Sean's.
Never drink the Kool-Aid, because we all know that I'm like this huge cult leader. And then we've got... Frozen Fox looking like a brown shirt from a Nazi convention.
Definitely.
Deutschland, über alles. Kaponex, Frozen Fox, and Frozen Fox's teeth.
Yeah, that's how he poses for pictures. You'll never see him without that. Okay. Kaponex and Enochian. Or is that Ethiopian?
Actually, it's Enochian, but wow, does he ever look like a girl there?
Well,
yeah, go back to that one.
He looks like a really ugly bitch there.
Seriously, that is
like,
definitely.
I am Babushka of the Russian Republic of Slobozistan.
That is a
bearded
lady.
I like
lady
big
picture.
Men
seriously.
And wish to come to North America.
Wow, someone should put that up on. That photo there should wind up seriously on FARC getting Photoshopped.
That would be FARC.
Somebody put that shit on FARC.
Material.
That's mighty FARC
definitely
Photoshopping.
Got some going
definitely
on
gypsy
shit going on.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, oh, you're beyond. I'm so happy with my male order bride. She comes through so very clean.
Just make them hold hands.
Oh, yeah,
it's perfect.
She would hold hands, but only have one arm. So.
And the back of TK, because he doesn't fit in a camera frame. He is huge. He will kill you.
He's pretty big, yeah.
Ranger.
And he's trying to eat my dog there.
He's eyeing him.
Yeah,
he's
eyeing that dog. He was hungry. He was going to jerky my dog. TK and Terrell, which is cool.
Yep, and that is some
those
pictures.
Are the pictures.
I think
from
TK has got some more pictures. So
does he? So he will send those along.
Yep.
Okay.
Very, very cool.
Very cool.
What else we got?
And I was at Frag Mart.
How'd
that go? This weekend, very, very cool.
I was supposed to be there, but I never showed because I suck.
Lots of gamers.
Gamers.
Lots of gaming.
I hate gamers and gaming.
They're not bad. They're okay.
Was it okay? They weren't like, you cheated, you camper, you suck, you fucking scumbag.
No yells of cheating.
Really?
It was all very cool.
No yells of cheating?
Nothing got stolen.
Nothing got stolen?
Nothing got wrecked.
Really?
It was all amazing. It was very cool.
Anybody drunk? No stoners?
Lots of weed going on.
Was there lots of weed going on?
Lots of weed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I find that surprising. Wouldn't that slow down your reaction time?
They did it at night.
Let's talk to Wildcard.
Oh, no. Game on weed? Compete on weed, right?
Yeah, it's the weed division is over here. All these guys standing there. Playing Counter-Strike, all these guys.
It's a really slow game.
Oh, fuck! Shoots the guy next to him and he stops moving.
The score is 1-1.
I bet you Wildcard like dug a big hole. He was like the fucking Rasta man. He was like Predator Cheater.
He wasn't. Wildcard. Maybe he doesn't game. Does he game?
Wildcard? He runs the game.
I don't know what the fuck.
He runs fucking feed to me.
Or he didn't come up to me.
Oh, man, he's probably
I
there.
I don't know.
Fuck, he must have been there.
It was hardcore gaming the whole time, 24 hours a day. I don't know, he wasn't there.
He was probably
That was really weird.
He was outside being high. He was running the high circuit.
So the people that were there, K16, Frozen Fox, Red 5, Mr. Echo, G-Man Killa, Leap Ping Haxor, and Nixon.
Nikon. Lord Nikon.
So, yeah, it was fun for all. Yeah, everyone came up. We got some people on the air. K16, G-Man Killa were on the air. Did some Rant Radio stuff.
Cool.
Yep, very cool.
Oh, who wants to do Rant Radio stuff?
Who doesn't?
It's fucking...
Passed out some Rant Radio stickers, you know. It's all good.
Stickers?
Yeah. You know the big stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they're always good. Last years and years and years.
Years and years.
Going to a show.
And you can make your own Rant Radio stickers just by getting Wemyss stickers and writing Rant Radio on them.
Yeah, any of those warning stickers. Wear protective helmets.
The Rant Radio logo is actually a hearing protection sticker from Wemyss.
Yes.
W-H-I-M-S.
And you get an official one.
Actually, if you can send them to us, like if you got, I can get 200 of those in a big stack.
Yeah.
We love you forever.
Small, big, doesn't matter.
Yeah, small is good. Big is good. Wall size is good. Yes. Like the kinds they put on like oil refinery doors that you can see at 300 yards. How sexy would that be? Very sexy.
Yes.
Yeah, we want all that shit.
We do.
Set us up.
Those are awesome. People are complaining, your stickers are too big. So if you have small ones, yeah, send them over.
Fuck you, your stickers are too big, then what you're putting on is not big enough.
It's too small.
It's for your fridge, asshole. Come on. You're supposed to put it over top of the viewing area of your television.
Mm-hmm.
That way it boosts you against your TV.
That's right.
That's what
you won't
we
get
do.
Poisoned.
But we would like they stickers. Send us one of the stickers. Warning, any hazard label sticker.
Anything. I mean, Rant Radio.
Especially if you've got like radiation or biohazard stickers. Oh,
I mean, you can make them official Rant Radio just scribbling Rant Radio on them.
Yeah, but...
Done!
Or you can just send them to us, and we'll scribble it on there ourselves.
That's right.
Because we're industrious. What else you got there?
Well, one of the bands that we play on Rant Radio is coming to Vancouver, Imperative Reaction. I will be there Wednesday night. Very cool.
Can we play some of their stuff on the halftime music?
Yeah.
Have we got that local?
Yeah, I got it. I got it local. All ready to go.
That's my number one question. Do you have this local?
Do you have it ready now?
Yeah.
Because we have to go to it in 2 seconds.
We needed that yesterday.
Can we get that?
Where are we on that? on the song you just mentioned? Yeah.
Yeah.
The one you just mentioned to me now. Yeah, where are we on that? Oh, we're on top of that.
We're happening.
Yeah.
We're getting it. I've sent 10 people on it.
Yeah,
they're looking for it.
You betcha.
we have it. Don't worry.
We're going that on. Yeah.
Magic for the Masses, one of the shows on our station, doing very well.
Oh, yeah, cool. That was Leshek's show.
Yeah, you should tune in for a bit. You should listen to it. It's very cool.
Why
it's all about religion, all about, I don't know, you'll like it, I think.
Metaphysical shit?
Yeah.
But you don't like it.
No, I liked it. It's very out there. Like, it's pretty crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah, but anybody into, like, beliefs and religion or spirituality.
Any belief at all.
Any belief at all. It covers all of them.
Like,
it's all over the
place.
That's right, so it's hard for me to grasp.
Yeah, so he's like,
I believe in nothing. I don't believe I'm here. I believe this mic's in my hand.
Well, it might not be.
Everything's based on fact. I have no belief.
Yeah.
I have to scrawl everything out before I wake up out of bed.
Yeah.
Do I believe that I'm awake?
I don't know.
He's
like the guy in Dark City drawing circles on the wall. That's him. Yeah. And he goes, and you see, you can't get out. Sam, we like to talk about your diet. No, you can't get out.
See this circle?
That's fucking great, Sam. Have some steak. No, you can't get out. No, the cow's not getting out, Sam.
So it's moving to a new time slot.
Which is,
I'm bringing up right now.
You
stall
don't
for time.
Stalling.
No, it was on Saturdays. It's on Friday at 6 p.m.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that because I'm beating up little fucking skate punks at 6 p.m. every Friday night doing my security job.
Sucks.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday nights, I beat up skaters.
Well, so it's a pastime, something to do.
Well, you know, it keeps you in shape. Yeah. Good cardio. Keeps my powder dry. So it's a good way to go. But I would like to hear it. It's a shame. Is it available for download?
I think he's working on that.
Oh.
You can email him and get the location, but we'll try and get that.
We'll
get that happening.
We'll get that happening.
We're putting it in motion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jodeth Moore sent an email in. And he is asking for some help about, he wants to set up a radio station.
Oh, yeah, I got this one, too, but I knew you'd respond to it.
Like a real radio station?
Like a real radio station?
Like a real, not the fake ones? You know,
like
the one over the air. One over the air. And he's thinking about maybe doing it through his school or something, and he has questions about...
What? Like a real radio station.
Over the air.
Don't you need, like, huge licensing for that shit?
Uh-huh. Depends how much your range is. Like, you can set one up in your house without a license. You can set one up in your neighborhood with a small license. If you want to broadcast through the city, you need a very big license.
Or your pirate.
Or your pirate, and then you get shut down real quick.
Uh-huh. And then you
they
get
just find you
charged.
Out and go stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, hello, Sean.
Actually, no. They can track your antenna.
Okay. Well, your antenna. Whatever.
Antennas are cheap.
Yeah.
You can do some... If you do... The only way you could run a really serious pirate broadcast, you'd need, like, a van, maybe a white one.
Yeah.
And...
run around.
Yeah, you'd run around, set it up for an hour.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you couldn't do it at a set time, because then they'd be racing you. Right. And
yeah.
Then you get fucked, right? So...
It's a pain
hard.
In the ass.
It'd be hard.
Yeah.
Unless you could send code through the newspaper somehow. In the classified section.
In the classified section.
Yeah. Where I'm going to be and what frequency.
Yeah. No, that won't work.
Single white male, white van. 98.5.
Just watch Pump Up the Volume.
Single white male van. Looking for listeners. At this frequency.
We'll be at the park.
No weirdos.
15.
No weirdos, please.
No gum, please.
No gum. Gumless. Gum free.
So if you got any ideas for that, for Jodeth Moore, just...
Yes, if you're a radio... And I know there's some radio buffs listening.
Oh, yeah.
I know we got radio buffs.
These
guys were talking about rebroadcasting this shit over shortwave, if you can grasp that.
Wow. Yeah, people have been saying that. I've never gotten any hard proof
ever. Is anybody broadcasting over shortwave? Or if you're sitting there going, God damn, I got a shortwave radio, why don't I do that?
Yeah,
if
you want to do that, right now.
Yeah, do that. That'd be great. Because why not? We may as well broadcast something that isn't white racism over the air. Because apparently there's a lot of fucking southern racist assholes with shortwave radios broadcasting shit. Oh, fuck. Shortwave radio, you want to get some nice white Aryan propaganda? Turn on the shortwave radio.
Yum.
You'll get a fucking boatload. Because all those southern...
I guess everything's out there.
You
just
hicks.
Have to look for it, right?
A lot of the hate groups really dig shortwave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's cheap, easy.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can actually tell people, you know, they can actually tell the Jews in Israel to fuck off, and they like that.
I see. Yeah. Very wide-reaching.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
it's really the coward's way of yelling at people across the world,
as opposed to the bravery that is us here. Right?
That's
of course,
right.
The digital medium is so much more intense.
Actually, I can probably say that because I use my real name.
That's right.
My real name happens to be Sean Kennedy, which is the John Smith of fucking Irish names. But you know,
that's right. Look it up. You'll find the band.
Yeah, there's like 13
Sean
of
Kennedy
them in
and
Langley
the King
alone.
Cats.
It's like whatever,
and that's actually his band.
That is.
Oh yeah, Sean Singer.
Yeah, Sean Kennedy. You don't like me? Come see me at my latest show. That'd be so great. The fucking guy. You're the man. Yeah. Thanks. I know. I listen to your show. I don't have a show.
Yeah, well, that would be really funny.
I bet you that. We still got to try to get an interview with that guy.
That's right. I always forget.
Yeah, we should try to get an interview with that guy. So, has anyone ever, like, thought you were me?
Yeah, there's these crazy guys, and they came up to me and said, I love your radio show, and I love what you did with Colt and stuff. And like,
he probably watches this going, damn, there are people after me here.
Yeah.
And what's this crazy Sean K guy going to do? So, that's pretty funny. I've never gotten mail from the guy or nothing, so that'd be kind of funny. But whatever.
Maybe you should send him mail.
I'm sure he's pissed off because he must do an ego search sometime going, Sean Kennedy. And he's like,
who shows up first on Google?
He does.
He does?
I think.
Damn it.
Try
we must surpass
it.
Him.
Try
we'll
it.
Have to fix that.
Mm-hmm. What does that do? Google?
Just rate how many things.
You can do this as well. Somebody's got the Google tools. Can they send me an email on how Sean Kennedy does? Sean
God
Kennedy.
Damn that, SeanKennedy.com.
And the King
probably because he's got the domain.
Number one, number two. I'm number three.
Cocksucker.
And onward.
And
number three and onward. He only has top two places.
No, there's
Sean Kennedy. So is it quantity versus
ESPN
quality
one.
Then here, really?
No, he's got the top three.
And then
ooh,
there's,
wow, there's my stats for the Minnesota Summer.
You play for
some fucking team here.
New York team or something.
I'm 6'2".
What is this?
I'm 170 pounds.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, sure I am. And,
in men's basketball? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm right. There's a faggot sport.
Back and forth.
And the score was 157-25! How possibly can you get that excited over a score like that? Like, they scored again. They scored again.
Again.
Yay! Like, basketball is such a stupid sport.
It really is.
Show up for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously, what's the score? Okay, I'll come down. Seriously, that's how it is.
Well, you know, it is kind of amusing to watch obscenely tall men run back and forth on a little court with a little red ball.
I went to a basketball game. Of course, I only went to hockey games, being a good Canadian. Of
yeah.
course. I go to a Grizzlies game. It's Grizzlies and some team. And the Grizzlies, like, this guy runs behind one of the Grizzlies, or no, a Grizzly guy runs behind the other team. And the guy takes a full dive. Like, he does, like, a pirouette and shit. And falls down. Of course, I stand up and go, that was a dive! And I'm the only guy standing in the whole stadium. And they're all looking at me. The cheerleaders are looking at me. All the basketball players are looking at me. And I'm like, sorry, hockey fan, sorry. Sat down. And they don't say anything. They're just like, everyone's like, he fell. Like, whoa. What do you mean? He's a fucking, Jesus Christ, somebody get that man an Oscar. You know, like, what the fuck? Go to acting.
Clap.
Yeah, go to acting school, fuck boy. Seriously, no, you do it like this, shit bird. You know, like, seriously, it was just bad. But nobody really gets into it.
The slut sport, which is basketball.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. They have to cheer every 2 seconds. They get tired.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, come on, people, score. You never hear more cheering than at a fight at a hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone cheers that shit, especially if somebody gets dummied. Like, if Ty Domi were to get his ass fucking mopped, people would be, like, on their feet and stuff. People would be, like, throwing squids at the ice and shit. It'd be great. You know, whatever. Halftime music. Is it about that time? It is now 8:30. Whoa, look at that.
It's half. It's actually half over.
It's fucking
look
halftime.
Because we only guarantee 1 hour.
Play the fucking record.
Okay. We got something mighty.
Yes, mighty. I heard it.
Did you hear it?
Have not heard it.
Mighty.
This is mighty.
Mighty. Okay, you get the remixes of the rants, right?
Yeah.
People have been doing rants forever.
Yeah.
This is the first show remix.
The Sean Kennedy Show.
Remix.
Yeah. How sexy is this? Now, for you to say this is mighty, that's something, because you...
I like it a lot.
You are a fucking Nazi when it comes to that kind of shit.
Well, the other Suspect sent is great. It's great.
But yeah, but you're like...
But no, it's mighty. Out because it's unique, right?
That's
it's
right. It's the first of kind. One of kind. Who did it?
Blanca from... where's he from? Scotland.
Blanca from Scotland. Yeah, he did the other one, too. He did the Walk Mecca thing.
Yes.
Which is cool. Thank you, Blanca. And he's actually been going really hard, Car. He's been downloading What the Hell and shit. So we will listen to that. Yeah. We will also listen to...
Imperative Reaction. If you're in Vancouver, come see me down the show. I'll be there.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
At Imperative Reaction Show.
Oh, I thought you might be on stage.
Purple Onion. No. Yeah, I'm punching people out on stage.
Purple Onion.
Yeah, Sim will be running security, so if you think you can kick Sim's ass, come on down there.
No.
Yeah. And I'm betting I have $200 to anyone who can kick Sim's ass.
No.
But, lies. That is all lies.
Yeah, I want to
take that $200 right now.
Yeah. So, beep. Oh, God. Hey, you're
smart. Why are you beating me up? Beep. It's like 10 people beating me. It's like, fuck, what the hell? I didn't do anything.
Nine dust is my bogey.
Okay, so let's play some music, and we got that, and I want to hear this. So this is cool. Are we playing that first? That music first. Sorry, you put down your mic. Are we playing that?
What
music?
Do you want? I don't have the music ready, so we're gonna do.
Oh no, we'll play the other. What's it called? What's the mix called?
It
should probably have the name.
Yeah, Dance of the Woggeries.
Dance of the Woggeries.
Oh, you're down.
There I am.
Okay,
because I was already.
You shut me off.
Oh, sorry.
That was okay.
Sim just did.
Bad cues. It's all. We're all fucked up here.
Forget it. Now I'm just hurt.
Okay, now we'll turn it down and I'll do the outro into the music. So this is Sean Kennedy's show, and you're going to be listening to Blanca's version of Dance of the Walkers.
Can you smell what the world?
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Very, very sly. And I mean, the fact that there's people in Australia right now at 3 o'clock, they started listening up. Who is that? Whoa, what are these pictures? Hey, whoa.
Are you,
what are you holding? Sim's putting up all these sexy bitches here.
I'm trying to find the graphic.
What is with it? Yeah, you're trying to find the graphic, all right? No, that's not it. Where'd you get? Who's the sexy bitch? Even holding up. That's why you don't have me giving out any dirt. That's it.
You just do your show.
Oh, God, what's with the glass women?
Hey. Hey.
There is only one thing
that you can affect, okay, in order to change things. There's only one thing you can do. And that is, you must purchase a firearm. No, I'm kidding. I just want to like, woo! What are you saying?
Hand on the slider.
Sorry, John. I'm going to go.
I resign myself that in about 4 hours from now, my colon is going to get out of my body, come up, crawl across my spine, look me squarely in the eyes, and say, what the fuck is going on here, okay? What is going on? I got alligators and rattlesnakes in my ass. What's going on? You want to explain this to me? It's from Canada. We don't have a gator for miles. What's happening?
You know something's fucked up, though? You know, as I was driving down the show here tonight, I see these diet pill signs. You know those diet pill signs? Like, you lose
50 pounds
in 6 months. You can lose, like, 100 pounds in, like, 10 days. I see one that was worded badly. It was like, you can lose 100 pounds in an hour. And I'm like, shit, I want to...
Get me that knife.
Is every time I swear, this is the new thing. Sim has come up with the idea to throw some electrodes on the sides of my head. And every time I say, you know, like, fuck, I get a slight shock. And that should be, you know, pretty fine. It should be
and we're dead.
What, we died?
We died. I keep talking to the people who have downloaded the show.
So, let me get this straight. The people who were listening to it, they hit it. That's awesome.
Okay, I was going to say, no, but, well, I need your phone number. By the privacy laws, if you wish to pursue this, I will be forced to take legal action against you under discrimination. Do you wish to continue? That scares the shit out of me.
Hold on, I killed another family.
Snag of the Sender, the axe of the Death Walker. There you go. There's something to give to Mom.
Are we pornographic? Does this radio show make you want to go and feed off? Well, maybe for some of you it does. I hope not.
We'll be right back.
because we want you to think. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Yes, we're back, and that was some sexy-ass shit from Blankaman. That was very, very cool. You know, Blanka in Scotland, thank you. And that's so cool that somebody in Scotland actually thinks the show's cool enough to do that kind of shit. Let's hear it for the cool people in Scotland. Very, very cool. Now, this week, I've got a bunch of news that is kind of cool, and we're going to chase after that. So, what I want to do is, as soon as Sim is done, we're going to start posting links in the IRC. Now, I think I may have talked about this last week, but I can't actually remember.
Well, there I am.
Are you
what
back?
Was it?
It's the Life Gem.
No, not that I remember.
Okay. Life Gem is a disturbing concept to me. Life Gem is bring on the burn booths. Because your body is essentially a carbon life form.
Yes.
So when you die, rather than being like burned and cremated, you can be reduced to ash, and then that carbon of your ash is being pressed into a diamond, and they make you into a piece of jewelry. Yes, it's totally called Life Gem, and there's the link there, which talks all about it. Now,
is that a very good diamond?
Yeah, well, it's a Life Gem. It's a diamond made. It's an industrial diamond because they can make industrial diamonds.
Oh, okay.
So
it's just really costly to make them, or they're just not very valuable.
They just make a diamond.
Okay.
Out of you, so you can have like a ring that's like your mom. You think that's okay? I think that's sick as fuck.
Really?
It's definitely sick. But now, could you possibly? Let's say you were to die, Sean.
I'm not dying, fucker. I'm getting cryogenically frozen.
All right, well, this is a hypothetical situation. Let's say I die.
I were to make you into
a life ring, which is a diamond. Would I then be able to break into somewhere using you to cut the glass, and then you could be an accomplice posthumously? Huh?
Hey, that sounds good.
Uh-huh.
That's just dumb.
Well, it's better than sitting on a shelf in an urn.
That's a good point.
It's just disturbing, though. That's like taxiderming your pets. That's like when your fucking dog dies, you go get him stuffed, and he sits at the foot of your bed.
Okay, that's not dumb. That's gross.
One of my friends...
Oh, you have no problem with the Life Gem, but you have a problem with the taxidermy?
No, I have a problem with the Life Gem. I just think it would be really funny to use somebody as an accomplice posthumously.
One of my friends wants to get taxidermied and go a la Teddy Ruxpin and give his own eulogy.
Ooh, that's got to be Corey.
Yep.
That's Corey.
That's cool.
That's disturbing.
The mouth moves and everything.
the little arm.
Yep. Actually, you know what I'd like to do? If I were to die, some fanatical wog has to remember this.
Yep.
If I die, they got to get my body, forge me into a life gem, cast me into a bullet, and then shoot me into the heart of the head of Scientology. That'd be fucking rad. Boom! Fuck! Sean is dying action.
This way, he still gets to be an accomplice.
Diamond.
Sure, yeah.
Diamond bullet.
They can put
right
his old diamond in jail.
Right the middle of my forehead.
It'll be in a little diamond
jail. This idea hit me like a diamond bullet.
What was that? I know that. What's that?
Diamond bullet. Right through my mind. Anyone in the IRC, what's that quote from? A diamond bullet came right through my mind. Anyone? You all suck. You suck. I'm not reading private messages.
Okay, I've got the archive for Magic.
Oh, do you?
For the masses.
Very cool.
And Skull Crew is helping out with that. They are archiving it.
Ooh.
There's the link.
Those crazy guys of Skull Crew.
Yeah,
those guys
they're
are
awesome.
Crew.
They rock. We love them.
What it is actually is, in case they don't say, because they're 20 minutes behind, it's from Apocalypse Now. Colonel Kurtz is saying, and it's the idea struck me like a diamond bullet right through my brain.
No wonder I know it.
So I think that's really fucked up, actually, just to be really honest with you. So I just thought I'd put that up there, because that's just so burn booth. That's just really crazy. Oh. Now, dual parallel.
Wait, I've got more.
Oh, what have you got?
Just one sec.
Okay.
So here's some Nixter photos of his visit here.
Oh, my boy, Nixter.
In there. Cool. So check those out of Sean and Sim and... Sean and Nixter, and Nixter and Sim, and Sim, and Nixter, and
Nixter
all
Sim
that.
And more Nixter, and more pictures of me and these people, so they know that they actually met me for whatever reason. I remember that moment.
I have proof. I can die now.
Now, do a parallel, send me a thing about the Digital Rights Foundation at digitalrights.org. Now, I don't know anything about these guys, but anyone who's into digital rats is a friend of mine. Because God knows that...
We need more digital rats.
We need more digital fucking rats. And so does Ratfucker. Ratfucker is running out of rats to fuck. So if you know any digital rats, you can get Ratfucker at 1-800-FUCK-RATS.
That's right.
So, actually, that even works.
Fuck rat would work.
Fuck rat. That's
fuck
good.
Rat.
That's
close. Fuck rat.
Fuck rat.
So this
Digital Rights Foundation.
Yeah, so very cool. Anything that helps us try to stand up for ourselves is always a good thing. We like to screw around. But seriously, if you're not involved with an organization that actually makes a difference, then perhaps you should be. And Digital Rights Foundation looks like one of those kind of foundations.
Find a cause and go with it.
Find a cause, run with it. But before you do any of that, make sure you start yourself out, because there's nothing more annoying than some asshole with a sign who looks like he hasn't bathed in 5 days.
Ew.
So, also, Justin, also a.k.a. Id Fungus from Goon Squad. Those Goon Squad, you fucking cunt! he sent me two links about, since we were all hyper about power armored systems, I just knew this would make you wet. And this was Power Skip. Now, I've seen Power Skip before.
Is this the pogo jumping,
not exact,
running thing?
Kind of, yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same pogo jumping running thing you're thinking of.
Okay.
Because there was a couple of them.
Okay.
But this is, like, really kind of scary. You want to go to the engineering HTML and take a look at this. This is like these weird
springs.
Should
I do that one first?
I think that if you were to go get a whole bunch of sports armor, laminate it all together, and put these on your feet, you could make a really cool version of power armor. If not, this would be the awesomest addition to a any Halloween costume you ever did see. So it's very, very cool. Check that out, seriously. You've seen these before?
The one I'm talking about. You can
go
nuts.
Flips in the air and shit. Oh, yeah. It's pretty wild stuff. I'd love to get some of these, but they're expensive, and they're from Germany. Unless somebody wants to buy them and send them here. So, and also, good news.
You can lease them.
You can lease them? Yeah, well, whatever. They can
from Florida.
Them. What? Whatever. Fuck off. I'm not leasing boots. Okay. The internet hyperlink. Dun, dun, dun. Is still free. Blanca found this one in routers. It seems that there was a company called BK a while back. We were talking about this company who wanted to copyright hyperlinking.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Well,
right.
The judge said,
stupid.
You're on crack.
And I want to copyright water. No one can drink water anymore. No. Same idea.
Yeah, that's stretching it a lot, but yeah, that's...
I know.
That's like a huge leap, but yeah. No,
well,
seriously.
Well, if they copyright it, nobody would be able to link, and all these little sites would be just floating around.
No, then everyone would become criminals, because nobody's going to stop.
That's
so
right.
That's how that shit works. So the judge just went, wait, no, I'm going to use my brain, and we're not going to do that, because that's just fucking dumb. Now, that was very cool, though. I'm glad that we have this one tiny little win.
That
but I think
nice.
that tiny little win is there because also all the corporations would have to pay off, so of course they're not going to.
We have the corporations in mind when we do this.
Yeah, that's right. So, they suck. In further news, now this is probably one of the scariest shit I've seen in a while. This is from Australia. Human organs will go, I believe, into higher value because of genetically engineered and cloned pigs. Let's genetically engineer a pig and then clone it with farmed organs. They're talking about growing specific pig organs in... like growing human organs inside of pigs and then putting them inside of people.
Those poor pigs.
Well, never mind the pigs. Okay, because we do worse shit to pigs every day.
Yes.
But I'm just like, this makes me wonder because let's say this becomes standard place. Common fare.
Yes.
Then what about the people who have, because now you have an option. You have the low-end organs, which are genetically engineered pig organs.
That's right.
Or you can go for the optimum organ, human organs.
You got the scop.
From like a...
Or you got an apple.
Yeah, you've got scop or apples. And you can either have... It's like scop and apples. seriously, what about the humans?
Right.
How do you determine who gets the human heart? How do you determine who gets genetically engineered? Because given the choice, what would you rather have?
Well, you've got the athletes, you've got the movie stars get the good stuff. And,
right.
And we get the pig stuff.
Who determines who gets the good organs?
Money.
Oh, so it's...
A lottery? Maybe a raffle. Church raffles. Yeah.
Church raffles.
Car washer.
Scratch and win. You can get a kidney.
Bottle collections.
Maybe it'll just all come down to the Pope.
But on the other hand, your child is dying, Sean. There's nothing available. There's nobody getting killed in car crashes who have good internal organs. And there's this pig sitting there. Should we take and use the pig? No, I'm going to wait.
Oh,
we're
going to take the fucking pig organ. I'm saying I want a little girl organ. I don't want some fucking pig organ.
Oh, yeah.
That's my point.
You'd rather have it.
Yeah, of course I'd rather have it. You know,
well,
maybe down the street.
They could do that. First come, first serve.
Don't you have a daughter? Mm-hmm. Why, yes, I do. What's her blood type? I'm just wondering. You know, I'm standing at home.
What time does she go to school?
What's her favorite color?
Does she cross any streets?
You know? Wham!
Oh, shit.
It's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. It's a fucking tragedy. Here's her organ donor card. She doesn't have an organ, I guess. It's right here. Here's her organ donor card. This is a forgery. No, it's not. This is the best one money can buy. Shut the fuck up. So
she's pining
for the fjords. She's pining for the fjords. She's not dead. She's resting.
I feel happy.
Smack. You know, shut up, bitch. You're dying. My little girl's got to live. What about my daughter? Fuck your daughter. I don't care. So that's pretty much how that works. Yeah, because, you know, it's all about me and my family. I'm all for equal rights as long as it doesn't get in my way. You know, because
that's right.
Well, that's what everyone wants. They're like, yeah, everyone should take the bus. Why don't you take the bus? I'm not taking the bus.
Well,
that's a loser
car,
cruiser. Right? I got my car. Fuck you. I want everybody else to take the bus so I can drive fast on the highway. That's why I want everyone to take the bus.
So, yeah, bus. Rules.
So,
yeah.
Bus the loser cruiser. Tales from the loser cruiser.
Don't say that. They'll want it back.
Yeah, no more. More danger. Yes, more danger. In Japan today, I love Japan today because they publish something nobody else does.
They publish crazy.
Did you know that little kids who are near power lines have twice as much, 100% more chance of developing leukemia?
Hey, that's great.
Around household appliances and fucking high power lines, Japan released a study where kids who played around high power lines are twice as likely to develop leukemia.
That's a big increase.
That's a huge fucking increase.
Not good.
Not cool. Yeah. And I'm like, what, you don't think anybody else knows this? Because everyone remembers the...
That would be under FARC, under obvious.
Yeah.
Get the little
obvious. Yeah, the obvious thing. But, like, everybody knows that, but there's never been any...
studies, yeah.
Studies, no, or none that have been related.
So you got to move those playgrounds out from under the wires
well,
now.
Well, why? Why bother? Why don't we just build the monkey bars into the pylons that hold the major power lines? I mean, why not?
Right.
They're all
kind
of the same thing.
I mean, they're there.
You know, you kill two birds with one stone.
They
reduce,
already are.
Reuse
and recycle.
Let's make sure those
recycle.
Kids have fucking like, organ donor cards so we can get kids organs for my daughter. Very cool. Speaking of organs for your daughter, we have Big Brother to your kids. Now, let's talk about this. I want to know if you think this is a good idea. Now, here is a company called Verify. And the caption is, before little Susie skips out the door swinging her Powerpuff Girls lunchbox, her parents can lock a Verify GPS-enabled bracelet on her wrist that works like a personal LoJack. Pinpointing...
LoJack?
That's what it said.
Okay.
Pinpointing
LoJack.
Your exact location. I always think of Johnny DeMonic. Like, personal LoJack. Ice-T follows around. Yo.
Yo.
I'll put a nail gun through your fucking head. Okay, that's great. I want Ice-T following... Well, that'd be good security. Pinpointing her exact location as she walks to class. If she's tardy, her parents can jump on the internet and check her coordinates using aerial or street maps. If she runs into a strange man asking her to find a lost kitty, she can press two buttons on the bracelet and on the bulky device to dial 911.
I see a slant here.
Yeah.
Oh. The bulky device. Okay.
You know, and the fact that you'd have two buttons for a kid to press to dial 911
is crazy.
Yeah, removing a three-digit number into two buttons.
Yeah, that's pretty real. The bracelet also notifies the cops if someone tries to forcefully remove it.
Ooh. The bracelet is trying to be removed.
Oh, my God.
Woo, woo. This bracelet is protected by Crime Watch. You there. Stop. Identify yourself immediately.
There is a link from Wired. Now, I want to talk about this with both Sam and Destro.
Okay.
Is this bracelet a good idea? Sim.
Well, you got to take into consideration, are minors consensual to this kind of thing? Or are the parents forcing it on them? Or does it even matter?
Yeah, so take a stand.
Come on. It really depends on the...
Oh, adult. Come on!
There's a nice white picket fence over there.
You suck. Come on, man. Let's get into this here.
I wouldn't want it to be placed on me if I was a kid. I'll take it that.
Okay, would you put it on your kid?
No, I wouldn't put it on my kid.
You wouldn't put
so
it on
no.
your kid?
Then I hate it then.
No, fucking... I'm not even attacking the guy. He's attacking himself. Fine, no, fuck you, okay? I'm a bad parent, okay? Fuck off. I'll put a slam.
You feel guilty not putting it on.
Why wouldn't you put it on? I just want... I'm not saying... No
because,
wrong answer.
Because it does...
No wrong answer. What,
if your child was kidnapped, you would... love to have this device on them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So that's why I feel bad not wanting to put it on.
Why won't you put it on then?
Because? Because it's awful. It's Big Brother. You don't know exactly what this is monitoring. This is just a prototype. Are they just going to implant it next, and then they magically forget about it after their teen years?
Okay, no, that's...
And everyone's got it implanted.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I'm right up there. I mean, I do Tales of the Afternoon. I'm king of, like, you know, that kind of shit. Okay, Destro, well, is the Verify child bracelet a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I got a couple thoughts on this one. Now, first off, if I can track my child's whereabouts, then it's pretty damn safe to say that someone else can track my child's whereabouts.
Ding.
Therefore, saying... I'm now Joe Schmo Child Picker Upper.
Child picker upper.
I've walked into your frequencies for little Betty Boop Madoop. I'm tracking her all the way to school where she sits.
Look at all these
I
dots.
Watch her Which swinging one? On her swings, and as she crosses the street, I swoop, and kick her. Of course, putting an electro shield around the bracelet while I remove it. Terrible. Why would you ever want your kids to have one of these things? Not only can you track them, everyone else can track them. The government can track them and lock on small missiles which blow their arms off. Then you have war amps.
And for those hackers out there, you can emulate the little remote beeping device and make them think that the little bracelet's traveling around.
Yeah.
She's still playing at the
last time. You could go get a cat, and you could put the bracelet on the cat's neck, and then have the cat fuck off. Exactly. Personally, I think they should do this.
And you know what kid isn't going to get all their classmates? Can you imagine a class of 50 kids all dialing 911 at the same time? There's a problem right there.
Teacher's being mean again.
There you go. You now have an entire SWAT team of police raiding a school.
Well, they're not. They're, don't worry. They've got the school rendering maps. So
he
they
touched
can.
Oh, yes, me. Teacher touched me. No.
Not again.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Michael Jackson. I mean, come on.
I mean, you know, electronically tagging children much like cattle, I kind of got an issue with
that. No, I think it's great. Because what I do is I'll get one of these. And then I'll fill out the paperwork that says I'm an 8-year-old blonde girl.
You do look like an 8-year-old blonde
and,
girl.
I love it.
And
love
then
it.
I would cruise around the alleyways in different bad areas, wait for people to try to pick me up. Hey, Susie. Susie, are you out here? Yeah, I'm fucking right over here. Oh, shit. Yeah, don't you think so? Where's Susie? I'm Susie, motherfucker. I like to be called Betty.
I love it. We'll videotape and put it on the internet.
You betcha. There you go. You go. Susie fucks up another pedophile.com. Susie strikes back. I think this is an okay idea.
Oh. Are you playing devil's advocate here?
No, I
you gotta tell me, tell me
I
your
have
plan.
Two little nephews. I have two little nephews. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
And it's risk versus reward.
True, it always is, yeah.
You know, I think that if some technologically literate pedophile is going to go and stalk kids, he's going to stalk kids another way. Well, okay. But, I mean, there's always a risk, but I like to at least have the fucking option. I wouldn't put it around the kid's wrist. I tell you that shit right now. I'd sew it into their clothing, or I'd make it hard to find. So, because all that guy's got to do is cut that fucking kid's arm off. The bracelet's right there.
That's right.
Wham! I mean, they don't care about your kid, so they're going to cut his fucking arm off.
Put a little pretend pulse
on
it or something.
I think the bottom line, what it really comes down to is, if you're a sick enough bastard to abduct a child anyway, then you're going to do it regardless of this bracelet or not.
Oh, she's got a bracelet. Oh, she doesn't. I'll take her.
Yeah, or even, you know what?
Or they'll just cut the fucking arm off.
The bracelet notifies the cops if somebody tries to forcefully remove it. That's great. I'm so glad it notifies the cops. But what do you do once it's off and thrown in a ditch and you're driving away at 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, it's the same as if she's out of the playground
now. Cut the kid's hand off, stick it in some boiling tar, and the bracelet's in a ditch.
You probably wouldn't even need to have to do that because, I mean, really, what better way to throw off the police than to forcefully cut it off, throw it in a ditch, and drive in the opposite direction?
Now, how many times does it take of little girls' arms being cut off before all the parents take it off their kids?
Yeah, there you go.
There were 5 arm removals today in the news.
Yeah, that's true.
And the company goes, D-cup tits up.
Yes. So, but that said, though, I think GPS tracking your kids is okay. To be honest with you.
Maybe not in a bracelet 911 / forceful.
Yeah, I don't know about the kids being able to dial 911. I don't know if
remember to take it out of their head after they're teenagers.
Look, man. I'm here to tell you.
Warning, may cause prostate cancer in males.
Yeah, like, I'd rather be able to know where my kid is. Or my nephew or my niece. That's just me. Because, however, though, you know what the problem is here is, okay, Sean has a kid.
Yeah.
Sean puts the GPS locator. I have my dog, which is essentially my child. I have Rachel. I want to get a GPS tracker for my dog. Because there are people who fucking steal dogs and sell them to labs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they do this.
Bastards.
Yeah, that's some sick shit. Now, say Sean goes, my yard is fenced and my dog is gone. La, 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 la. Oh, wait, I'm wearing a wearable. Where's my dog? Oh, my dog's in this lab. Now, I'm going to call the police and tell them, no, wait. I'm going to go get my fucking kukri and I'm going to go get my dog. Now, what do you suppose someone's going to do if that's their kid? Vigilante justice much.
Yeah.
Where's my child? Well, we're calling the police. No. They're going to go get their fucking... They're going to swing by the old pawn shop, pick up the 1911 45, and go get their fucking kid. Yeah. So they're going to wind up with a whole new problem where people get the power to pursue their own children.
There you go.
There's your problem.
I don't think that's the thing with this, though. You won't... with these GPSs, you won't have the power to go find your kid.
No, it says right there. You are able to jump on the web and see on a map where your child
okay,
is.
Okay, the fact that it would even be on the web is an even bigger issue for me.
That's sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Issue,
that's
but,
another issue.
But you know where you can fucking find your kid. So it's...
Make sure not to make your password pencil.
So we got 2-on-1 here. Sean thinks it's cool. Everybody else thinks it sucks. That's okay.
In certain situations.
So, yeah, you know, the overall encompassing idea is really good.
Yeah.
I'll give it that.
Tracking kids so pedophiles can't get them is a good idea.
I like that idea, but I don't agree with this method.
And what better time to introduce it than now when the news is all over kidnappings, even though it's probably not up in statistics.
No, probably not, because, you know...
Just like the sharks last year.
And the roar rage.
Yeah. It wasn't up at all.
No. As a matter of fact, it was down.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what we call cheap news
coverage.
There
was nothing else going on, so fuck it. The sharks are killing everybody.
Right, it's not an election year, so yeah.
Fucking sharks.
God damn sharks. Now, it's good they calmed down this year. God.
Now, this is interesting stuff here. The Education Corporation. Everybody knows
those
education... What's that?
Don't make sense.
The Education Corporation?
Yeah.
It does make sense, unfortunately. Uh-huh. Because right now, the Education Corporation is the corporation dedicated to education. You have to spend $50,000 to get your bachelor's degree.
That's
if
right.
If you spend another $75,000, you can get a master's degree in English or something else, which will not get you a job whatsoever. Go to school. Give us money. And that's what universities become. They become corporations.
Yes.
That's bullshit. Originally, it was an institute based on higher learning. Education. And you go to take an English degree so you can teach English to more English takers. Like, what the
who
fuck?
Teach English.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Friends, don't let friends take art. Okay? That's just the way it is. You do not take an arts degree because it doesn't do anything for you. You know what someone with a doctorate in arts says? Would you like fries with that? Seriously. Like, check this out. It seems that term papers able to be purchased are on the rise.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge business.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? I'm forging documents? Come on, guys. Something's wrong here. The whole education thing has gotten way out of hand.
Anti-cheats, too, for the teachers to look up the papers. They put in the paper, do a word search recognition, and it, by percentage, it says 85% copied.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What is this, a big hacker game now?
It is.
You hacks the back.
Spy and counter spy.
I totally think, now don't get me wrong, I'm all for education. I think education's okay if you're taking an engineering degree.
Okay.
That's cool. If you're taking engineering or sciences.
Yeah. Hell yes.
Arts suck.
Learn arts on your own.
Sean, I can't believe you said that. Fuck you. I get more art every day from talented people that just go beyond, who've never gone to art school in their fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You don't need that shit. If you're going to go to school, take a trade. Get something that will make you money. Okay, don't go there to learn fucking German. All right, because there's a whole country of people that speak German, all right?
I love that.
What are you, fucking stupid? I'm taking German. Why?
You know, there's
lots of people who speak German. There's over 1 million people just in Germany alone. Look at that. Why the fuck would you get a doctorate in German? I like German. That's great.
Move to Germany.
I like ice cream. I'm not getting a doctorate in fucking ice cream, okay?
That's creamology.
You know, what the fuck, man? I don't understand this stuff. And now people are like, yep, we'll make a course on that. Make a course on it. You like ice cream? Make a course on ice cream. Come on, we'll get a degree. They'll sucker into that. You betcha.
Oh, yeah.
Because people in university don't want you to take a job. Last thing they want is for you to get a fucking job. You get a job, you can't go to university. Well, what they want you is to come back to university and spend more fucking money. That's what they want. Well, there's no shortage of people, man. You know what the waiting list is to get into university? I know. It's good business.
Yeah.
Nothing like university. These profs, man, driving their Beamers and shit, but they're making good money. It's the Education Corporation. You betcha. Sign up now. You too can get your doctorate in fucking surf fries.
Well, I'd go if I could get my bachelor's in fried chicken. You know, B.A. Sanders. That'd be rad.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. CyberTech just sent me that link on the walking mecca, which I ran a little while ago.
We've seen that.
We have seen that one.
Keep up, people.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
No, thanks. That's cool. I guess you probably missed
that. Just joking.
Show.
We get a lot of repeats.
We do get a lot of repeats.
We're on the cutting edge, you know. Yeah.
So, very, very cool. I looked at the RC now. I'm chasing links they posted.
I know.
CNN World, though. Hang on, it's almost loaded.
You gotta go.
American propaganda at its finest.
World's youngest known mom may get aid. Do I want to read this? No. Peru.
Oh, yeah.
Linda's parents thought their 5-year-old daughter had a huge abdominal tumor
today.
When the shams remote. Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
So she's 5 years old, and she had a baby.
Oh, wait. How did she get pregnant? That's the bigger question.
Oh, my God.
Some dirty, rotten bastard fucked a 5-year-old.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's nothing new there.
Oh, wait, she was 4 at the time.
Oh.
Yuck, yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just terrible when that sort of thing
looking
has to make
at
the news.
Sorry, I'll stop.
Back to your notes.
Quickly.
I'm going back to my notes.
You're not.
I'm going back to my notes.
It's okay, we're back on the notes. Okay,
cool.
I'll pause.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is something else here. The register.co.uk has this new... What? You don't want to register?
The tabloid of news pages. It's all true. They just... Oh, the spin they put on it.
Okay, well, check this
out. No, it's cool.
It's not so much a spin as it really is a slant.
Well, apparently this company, I think in Israel, has got some copy-proof CDs.
Ooh. Israel.
I think.
They're awesome.
Israel rules.
Israel always has, like, the coolest
Israeli
stuff.
Israeli firm cool. unveils a copy-proof CD.
Really?
Yeah, apparently their idea is pretty slick, actually.
Can I play it? Can I read the data?
There's a chip physically embedded on the CD.
Oh. Doesn't matter. Does it make it to my computer?
If the data can be read, the data can be taken.
If I can see it, if I can hear it, if it goes through my computer, it can be copied. There's nothing out there that hasn't been copied.
Okay, well, let's pretend for a second that the people in Israel might be smarter than us. So let's just check this out. An Israeli security firm has developed a smart card-based copy protection that claims to prevent software piracy. Technology called OpSecure from startup firm DocWitness features a smart card embedded within an optical disc, which can run a conventional PC, DVD, or DVD drives. However, the embedded smart card, which is needed to decrypt the disk contents, will frustrate any attempts to copy the disk. Well, that's pretty bold. Because you got to know, there's all the guys at Box.sk and shit who are just going to like eat that shit up.
They're
like,
waiting for stuff like this.
This is a challenge! Encryption?
What happens if we just take the algorithm off of the smart card?
Do we start the timer at 10 minutes or 20?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give them 9.
I don't know if I can do this. Get Sergi online. Sergi is part of the USSR hack group. They only do his encryption. He's really good. He's gifted. He can't speak. He sees everything in algorithms. He's really cool. Yeah. So they got people like that who crack this shit.
I just don't understand.
They've got to try.
Well, sounds good. It sounds good, but unfortunately, because we're...
I read about these like 10 times a year. Mm. These new ones, and they get cracked in the day, before they even release their crack.
Oh, God, Secure ROM 2 is out.
Yeah, that didn't do shit.
Yeah,
because it has to get to your computer. If it's music, it has to go through your computer.
That's right. So it's kind of fucked up, but there you go. So that's kind of neat. However, more on the more neat stuff is a robot taught itself how to fly.
Oh.
Yeah, this is kind of neat. This, of course, after my mutt episode of Tales from the Afternoon, I thought this was pretty neat. This apparently, this robot, now he didn't actually fly. He's the Molish Skycar of robots. what he is he's this robot who they sewed some fucking wings on, and the robot, like, well, by feeding facts, taught itself how to fly.
In 3 hours.
In 3 fucking hours.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I you know, in the time you can watch Braveheart, you can learn how to fly. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. I'm all into robots learning how to fly.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's creepy ass shit.
Self-learning.
Self-learning robots.
Put some weapons on them.
You betcha. I'm waiting for the day when somebody makes a robot, unleashes it down. Like, okay, let's say I go get an ATV, okay?
Yeah.
Put an AI program on it, it tracks motion, put a machine gun on it, let it loose in downtown Vancouver, and start shooting people driving around the city.
Yeah.
Am I charged?
Yeah, you made it.
Why?
Because you made it.
I made it, yeah, but...
Oh, I see the AI part. Right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, they make bombs.
I didn't teach it to kill... Well, the machine gun part you could get a little charge for, but...
Yeah, the whole gun control
thing. Fine, I'm working on a prototype butcher robot.
There you go.
And this robot goes and slaughters cows in the field. So it doesn't even have to go to the slaughterhouse where you lose all the things. It chases the cows around the field, it cuts it up, makes it into steaks, and you let it go in a schoolyard.
Don't need to bring in the cows, we come to you.
Yeah, so...
Okay, yeah.
Are you charged with criminal negligence?
Like, dee, dee, dee.
Are you charged
with... Child? No, cow.
Yeah. Child? Child cow.
Moo.
Moo, moo.
Moo, moo. Veal.
Moo, 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 moo.
Right.
Moo, 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 moo.
I guess you'd be charged under anything like a building collapses or something. Like, you made something that killed people.
And if
you
nothing else, you will get sued.
Yeah, you didn't make it right.
Well, they can't really... Well, the thing is, it's like...
I don't know how engineers get sued for... You might know this. I can't remember. Like a building collapse. Do they get charged for, like,
manslaughter? I don't think it's a criminal charge. I think they lose their fucking license.
They do that. They lose that.
They can't build
You'll
shit
never
again.
Build a building in this town again.
But
probably not, no.
Probably not, no. But do they get, like, are they robotically? You can't, like, there's no licensing for building robots.
No, not yet, no.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Your robotic license.
Your robotic license.
Has been revoked.
This is an illegal droid. Speaking of illegal droids.
Whoa, what a segue.
The smart robot. Now, somebody get me this little bitch and take her skin off, because I think this would be awesome. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, you get the robots, you take the skins off.
Yeah, nothing like a Furby without skin. It would be really scary. Now, this is a little twisted, because it's a robotic friend that can see. Now, there's a flash thing here, warning.
Is it going to play, like, music and stuff?
No, it's not. It's just going to go
Oh,
there.
God.
Oh, my
Cindy
God.
She's creepy already.
Yeah, you know, click on Cindy Smart and watch what she can do. Yes, yes. This new toy, Teddy. Don't, you'll break.
The little girl from Exorcist.
Click here to read about Cindy and Wire Magazine.
Do.
Oh, Christ.
Is it coming?
Click here to read about Cindy and Wire Magazine. Okay, now, apparently, your child teaches Cindy to read, solve math problems, tell time, identify different pictures, identify colors, and shakes. Shakes, chocolate milkshake,
chocolate, vanilla,
cedar
strawberry.
Shakes, she's got three roof. It's a roofing toy. Advanced voice recognition software, moving mouth when she talks. Don't, you'll break. New 16-bit microprocessor, and she remembers what you teach her. Click here to read
she
what
remembers.
About Cindy and Wired
This
magazine.
Is the AI thing you've been looking for.
You betcha, baby.
Okay, what do we want?
Well, you know, Wired!
If her voice recognition software is as good as Dragon naturally speaking, then...
Yeah, I'd say, like, go clean up my room and kill my mom and three of my neighbors. What? Didn't you want a banana milkshake? No,
meat, but, boot, but, yes, but.
And it remembers it always. My mother, mom, and the neighbors. Wow. Wow.
And ooh, 16-bit microprocessor. That's taking us back to Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. But still.
Well, we won't worry about Cindy
Smart. Yeah,
Wire.
We won't worry about Cindy Smart. But, I mean, seriously, how cool would that be to just get that little bitch and cut all her skin off? That just makes me feel really
There's funny. A quote for everyone. Yeah. Remix blanket. There you go.
Yeah.
Mark
get that little
down.
Bitch and cut her skin off. Nothing's better than a little robot bitch. That's just nuts. Speaking of new toys and robotic bitches, the cops got some new toys. Yes, yes, it's true. This was on Eureka Alert. Across the road, Doppler photo radars aimed across a thoroughfare instead of a parallel or alongside it is increasingly being used to measure vehicle speeds on nation's highways. At the request of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has developed a calibration simulator unit that will certify the performance and accuracy across road traffic radars. Units soon will undergo field tests. What does that mean? That means that radar detectors are fucked because this does not shoot down the highway. It shoots across the highway.
Oh, wow.
So you don't actually see it until it's too fucking late.
Looks like everyone needs to invest in passive jammers.
Yeah, there you go.
It won't actually work because it comes at you from the side of the vehicle.
So you mount the jammer on the side of your vehicle.
There you go.
I'm not sure how it works, but I don't think it just sees a solid object. And then the next one sees another solid object, and it calibrates the speed between the two objects. However, if you have three cars in a line, then how does it know which car is which? La, la, la.
I think the jammer will still work.
That's pretty...
I'll have to check my sources on this one, but if not, then you can get a highly, highly, highly illegal aggressive jammer.
Again,
very aggressive.
It can be engineered, it can be reverse engineered. So
that's pretty amazing.
Now, speaking of engineering, if you happen to be in the ITL field, well, guess what? You get to have a security check now to be in the IT field. Now?
By who?
But very soon, yes. Apparently, the Bush administration wants to have background checks for IT professionals.
Damn.
First, we declare war on terror, and now IT professionals.
Yes, IT may face background checks. Now, this is a may face, but Bush administrators plan to convene a panel of government, private sector, labor, and legal experts to develop guidelines for subjecting tens of thousands of corporate IT and other employees to background investigations.
Oh, ones that are already employed.
Now, that would mean that I would have no fucking hope whatsoever of ever getting...
I see you started a...
You are Sean Kennedy, a.k.a. the fucking man. No, I'm Sean Kennedy of the King Cats.
Yes.
We see you've led two lives,
we see
Mr.
Have,
Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy. By day, you are the nice guy who tells the landlady to take out her own garbage. And by night, you are Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Leading masses into destruction.
You were a latchkey kid, and the only reason why you're on the internet is because your parents were so fucked up. No. But seriously, you know, like, holy crap. Like,
yeah.
Didn't that just go a little bit too far? Isn't that just...
Well, they can do it if they want, I guess. Go work for somebody other than the government.
No, any corporate IT field. Anybody.
Really? Like,
yes.
They're going to lay down the law.
Yeah,
law.
Yeah, in the United States. So, you know, as long as I'm fucked, I may as well go.
So be the janitor, then hack in.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hacking in, hack Starbucks. Whoa. Starbucks went wireless. Now, how can we hack that shit? That's what I want to know. See, Starbucks has been like, yes, we're selling wireless internet access at $50 a month at the following locations.
Wow.
The website that we put up allows for wireless access. All you got to do is get a keycard generator. I'm so picking up the next month's issue of 2600 because you so know that someone is going to talk about how to hack the fucking...
Seattle's the closest one, of course, right?
Well, no, they'll be up here eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. One in Vancouver.
Yep.
Sean will pull up the war wagon. It seems that somebody at Starbucks is surfing pretty hard here. But, the West Coast and the East Coast are pretty much pretty dominated here.
Oh, yeah.
Scene.
Ooh, Texas.
Texas.
Yes, Texas.
Middle of fucking nowhere.
Ooh, Canada.
Well, CyberTech's in Texas. We should give him a call.
Ooh.
I haven't talked to CyberTech in a long time. I suck. Nice friend!
1,200 locations.
I'm a shitty friend.
1,200? There might be one up here already.
Wow. Well, it doesn't list it. No. It doesn't list it. But what I would like to know is if anybody's got any idea about how to hack that shit, let us know! Because I'd love to do a...
I love that.
I'd love to do a step-by-step on the air here. That'd
be good.
Really cool.
That would be great.
Now, speaking of Matrix and hacking and stuff like that... Well...
The segues are flying.
The segues are... Have you heard of Machinima? Machinima.
Machinima.
Machinima is a fast-growing DIY do-it-yourself cinema, machine cinema, where the creator uses 3D environments of computer games such as Quake or Half-Life to shoot a real-time animated short. This is very cool because, again, anything that helps you become the media is a good thing.
That's right.
This means that as technology progresses, you can make your own fucking movies, no problem. How cool is that? I think that's very dope. That's just me. So, That's really neat, and I think that if more people were, because like if some of the people who have the talent that is listening to this station were to go out and start making their own movies, that would kick some serious ass. Like they SQTFM show.
You know, why not?
Guys are making 3D models of me and stuff. Like why not? You know, they could make like that's really scary. They could make like their own Sean K Saves the World. No, never mind. Don't follow that link. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We never heard of it. Click.
Now here is a really cool here's a really cool movie that's coming out. Wildcard sent me a link for a movie that's coming up called
Very cool looking.
I haven't been
tried
able
to watch this today.
Yeah, we tried to watch
third in the trilogy.
Yes,
third in the trilogy.
I want to watch the first two as well, but this is a very cool looking movie where it's the future. Everyone here, it's like So Tales of the After Now. It's not even funny. So
I watched the previews.
Yeah, I want to watch it here actually because I couldn't. I couldn't actually.
We'll hook that up.
Yeah, very very cool. So that's for your recommended media for the night. That's what you want to check out. Go check out the follow that link. Just follow
it's
the fuck.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's Nakawasaki or whatever the fuck.
Nagazuki.
Mess with the normals. Your homework for the evening: distributed computing from Alien Binary. Yes, Alien Binary sent me this email, which I think is pretty worthwhile. Check this out. What this is.
Yo, check this out.
I don't know if you're aware of the folding at home projects, but it's something I think that the WOG should look into. Although I run SETI at home too, I've come to the conclusion that recently using my processor to find a cure for Alzheimer's and cancer is probably not more noble than trying to hack Alien radio station. In the meantime, I'm going to assume you haven't heard of the project. Basically, the main server at Stanford sends 270K, more or less, packets of data into what are enclosed the structures of a virtual proteins. The computer then simulates protein folding. Instead of trying to explain what that is, the site, HTTP folding, Stanford.edu, the computer simulates the transformation of a cell. In doing so, there are possibilities for error in the transcription. This means that the disease can ensue if the protein misfolds. Finding situations with the proteins misfold is vital to determine the cause of disease related to a protein. Alzheimer's is the biggest name of them all. Unfortunately, people who don't hear about it, it's too medical for most people's taste. But here's the thing. The rant radio listeners like myself who actively program build parts, people like you two, Sean and Sim, who know the inner workings of computers, we can overclock our systems, we can find ways to make it run faster, we get more people involved. To use the power of the internet to full capability of the computers we own to find a cure to one of the most devastating diseases that affects old age people, which is true, I know people have died of Alzheimer's, it's a shitty way to check out. Okay, you basically mentally digress until you turn into a little fucking fetal ball, it really sucks ass. Mm. Just a thought. I mean, shit, I spend hours hardening the kernel on my G4 instead of making sexier enlightenment themes, and we all do that in better ICQ skins. Why don't people just start making a difference? If we all do that, the simplest bit, run a client, maybe people will be able to say, damn, hacker is up to no good anymore. Maybe I'm too idealistic for my own good. It seems all I do is send you ideas for ways to change an already fucked up world. Take care, Alien Binary. So that's very cool. That's something that you can do. So you might want to look into that.
Yeah.
You want to? Did you post that link?
Yep.
So check that out. Folding proteins using your computer to find a cure for tomorrow.
Better than folding laundry.
Better than folding laundry.
Better than folding socks.
I don't know. I kind of like studying home, though.
That's cool.
Do
them all.
Get a couple computers.
A little bit of portion of your computer's time, too.
Sure, what the hell.
Save the rainforest. Find a cure for cancer.
Nah, I got no daily site. I have nothing on HR. Do you have anything coming up? Oh, there's that event. When is that? What's that date again for the guys coming from... The
concert thing. Or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. This Wednesday night.
This Wednesday night!
At the Purple Onion. Stop playing with your microphone.
Sorry,
I'll kill you.
My bad.
Yeah, it's this Wednesday night, Purple Onion. See me there. I'll be with my pleather pants or whatever.
Yeah, I hope you all pleather.
Sexy.
Looking very final. Sim needs hot bitches. So if you're a hot bitch, come on down there and give Sim a blowjob.
That's right.
Digital baptisms. Tonight we have two digital baptisms. One for Chris, one for Blanca.
All right, Chris and Blanca.
Chris!
So used to Blanca's name, though.
I know, it's changing. So, Chris, you are now known as Barcode B4RK0DE. Congratulations. Please collect your scroll to the right. Blanca, you are hereby known as Sabo. And this actually took me a while because I wanted to choose a good one for him. That is spelled S4BB0T. A Sabo, if you do a search for a Sabot, S-A-B-B-O-T, you will see that it's actually an armor-piercing round. So I figured you'd think that's pretty cool because he pretty much punches through all the shit, is very hard guy. So I figured Sabo would be a good name for it.
Say it with Sabo.
Say it with Sabo. So last thing I wanted to say tonight is that funny thing happened to me the other day.
While you're walking to the street?
While I was walking down the street. I really needed to get my hands on a set of Microsoft Project. It's a project management software.
Right. You need to organize your time.
I need to organize my time because I'm not going to be able to do Tales from the Afterdome tomorrow night. Or next week, so they're both going to be repeats.
For the next 5 years, if we don't get Microsoft Project
2015. No, I'm not asking for it.
Okay.
Because that would be illegal.
That would be illegal.
That
distribution
illegal.
Of copyrighted material.
That's right.
Why would you do that?
Microsoft Project 2002. So I went home and checked all my software to see if I had Microsoft Project.
Just in case.
And I didn't.
Oh, you didn't even have a license?
Didn't have a license for it, nothing.
No.
And
we tried to find that, no.
We tried to find it. So I don't have a copy of Microsoft
that
Project.
Sucks.
It does.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. But if I can
find... What will the future hold?
Whatever it'll be. It'll be a future without Microsoft Project 2002. Because I don't have a copy of it.
Only if someone could better manage his time.
Maybe if I could find a copy of Microsoft Project 2002 somewhere.
But where?
I don't know. None of my friends have it.
I don't have it.
You don't have
it? I'd lend it to you.
Hey,
I would.
Microsoft Project 2002 is a really, really difficult piece to find.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If only I had some sort of way to get that out on the web. You know, some way to search for it.
Or to let people know or something.
Oh, well. Oh. But if you want to help, you can always get two people hooked on the show. Because
that's
what it's all about. It's all about distributed media. We're not about pirating software, no.
No.
What we're about is distributing media.
Media.
If you'd like to talk to me about not pirating software, you can get me at theman@rantradio.com.
That's right.
Subject, not pirating software.
Subject, not pirating any fucking software.
That's right.
Or if you want to help the station, you can get two people hooked on the show. Which, all we need is, right now, we currently have... 68 people listening to the show.
Pretty
and
damn good.
If we were to double that, we would have... 176 people listening to the show.
Sure.
Which would be very, very cool. And that would be dope. And then the
you and your Amway math.
What's 68 times 2, retard?
It's
136. You know what Amway math, Mr. It's only a 3-hour drive to
put you in.
It's a 2-hour drive. Oh, no, it's 6 hours.
Shut up, loser! Anyway, so whatever.
2 and 2 is 8.
Dan.
Yeah, 3 and 4, 2. Anyway, show the plan.
You can also write Rant Radio on your money.
You can.
And it's really cool getting one. Isn't it, Sean?
It is, because I got some Rant Radio money. Rant Radio money, when you circulate, it makes you feel warm and tingly inside.
It does.
That you two have taken part of the vandalism of our nation.
So especially if you work at like a gas station or something. Mm-hmm. Something retail, that a lot of money passes through your hands.
That's right. And if you're mad, don't shoot your coworkers. Write Rant Radio on your money.
That's right.
If you see a dirty car with a dirty rear windshield, write Rant Radio on the back of that.
And then underneath the rantradio.com, write, I wish my wife was as dirty as this car.
That's right.
That's about
it. That's funny.
That's the best one I've ever seen. So, going from the top, IRC Readouts tonight, we have Smokehouse, Abadubi, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Anarch, Barcode, Binky Boy, Borton, Cabot, Case, Cerulean, Cheesy, Chemical X Girl, Chronic, Clockwork Cyborg, Kali Taxor, Copper Top, Covan, Kyle 23, Cybertech, TMZ, I should give you a call, I'm sorry, I suck as a friend, Down Halo, Dipster, Enoshin, Four. Fracture, Corka, Griffin,
Super Chicken, Hybrid Siri, INZ, Jar, Jodath Mara, Lashek, Leaping, Hacksaw, Mary, Rebelled Virgin, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mind Pirate, Zombie, Mind Pirate, Misconduct, Working, she's a working misconduct.
Working.
No Deal, Neuralize, Nixter, Shirt Pimp. That's right.
Yeah.
You want to buy a shirt? Make sure it's an angry shirt. AngryShirts.com. Paladin, Prune Squaller, Rat Fucker.
Rat Fucker.
Sanix, Sexy with Men. Sanix, Sex with Men. whatever. Okay. Sapphire, Sword Arc, Scavenger, Skitty, So Fucking We Totted. Good to see you again. Sparky, good to see you again. Spartan, Spypool, SYL, AFK, Tantric, Stouted Cheese, Test Subject, The Bug, Templar Knight, Turmoil, Vampire, Dark Angel, WS Ninja, Zootroy, Pyro, and the stats. That's right. Don't forget that there are stats for Pyro, so you can like check out the RC stats. D-Day Species and the Professor is in the house. Hey, how you doing, Scotty? Okay, good to see that everything is going on. All right, so that's about it.
Is that about it?
And, yeah, so I guess that's pretty much it for the show tonight. If we'll just go around the room and say goodnight, just like old
Smokey, see me after class.
Smokey, see me after class. So, Destro?
Yeah, you guys are great, especially you rat fucker. You got a great name because you fuck rats.
I like thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank yeah, you very thank much. You very much.
So keep on
wow,
talking
what a
rats.
Great audience.
Well, what a great audience. You guys have just been super duper. So, hey, until next week, always remember where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get the fuck away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a